Folks, Alabama's had its share of run-for-the-fun-of-it candidates. Our most colorful of all these perennial also-ran candidates was Shorty Price. Shorty was born and raised in Barber County, just like the successful Alabama politician George Wallace. Folks, Shorty loved Alabama football. Following the Crimson Tide was Shorty's prime passion in life. You could spot Shorty at every Crimson Tide football game, always sporting a black suit with a black hat with a round top and sporting his Alabama tie and flag. I don't know if old Shorty actually had a seat because he'd parade around Denny Stadium or Legion Field posing as Alabama's head cheerleader. In fact, he would consistently intersperse himself among the real Alabama cheerleaders and help them with their yells. He was an institution at every Alabama game. There was never any question that Shorty was totally inebriated. In fact, I never saw Shorty when he wasn't drunk. Shorty worshiped Paul Bear Bryant. Indeed, Bryant, Wallace, and Shorty were of the same era. Like Bryant, Shorty hated Tennessee. Bryant and Shorty had rather beat Tennessee than anybody. This traditional rivalry goes back more than 100 years and was highlighted during the Wallace Wade and General Nayland rivalry. Speaking of the Tennessee rivalry, I'll share with you a personal Shorty story. Since I've been around politics all my life, I'd become acquainted with Shorty early in my life. On a clear, beautiful third Saturday fall afternoon in October, Alabama was playing Tennessee in Legion Field. As always, Shorty was prancing up and down the field. I was a freshman at the university. Shorty, even in his drunken days, recognized me. Folks, I had a beautiful Dave whom I was trying to impress, and meeting Shorty did not impress her. He pranced up the aisle and sat by me. Shorty might not have bathed in 2 months. His daily black suit had not been changed in probably over a year. He reeked of alcohol and body odor, and my date had to hold her nose. After about 20 minutes of offending my date, Shorty then tried to impress the crowd by doing somersaults off the 6-foot walls of Legion Field. He did at least 3, smashing his head straight down the pavement. On each dive, I thought Shorty killed himself with somersaults. His face and head were bleeding profusely, and he was developing a black eye. The alcohol must have saved Shorty that day. Fortunately, Shorty left my domain and proceeded to dance with the Alabama cheerleaders, as bloody as he may have been. Shorty was beloved by the fans, and I guess that's why the police in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa ignored his antics. However, that was not the case in a classic Alabama game 4 years later in New Orleans. By this time, I was a senior at the university. We were facing Notre Dame in an epic championship battle in the Sugar Bowl. It was New Year's Eve. It was for the 1973 National Championship. Bear Bryant and Air Parseghian were pitted against each other. We were ranked 1 and 2. One of the largest television audiences up at that time was focused on the 7:30 p.m. kickoff. It was electrifying. Those of us in the stands were waiting in the interest of the football team, as were the ABC cameras. Somehow or other, Shorty had journeyed to New Orleans, had gotten on the field, and was poised to lead the Alabama team out on the field. As customary, Shorty was drunk as Cooter Brown. He started off by being an Irish puppet with a club, and the next thing I knew, 2 burly New Orleans policemen, 2 of the biggest I'd ever seen, picked little Shorty up by his arms and escorted him off the field. They didn't know who Shorty was and did not appreciate him. Sadly, Shorty, one of Alabama's greatest fans, missed one of Alabama's classic games because he was sitting in New Orleans jail. I've always believed that Shorty's removal from the field was a bad omen for us that night. We lost 24-23 and Notre Dame won the national championship.
Thank y'all for listening.